Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is an Intel Studios production.
We're recording.
Hola.
Sí.
¿Qué tal?
Michael.
Yo soy Davina. Tú eres...
Michael.
Sí. ¿Tú eres la nueva vecina?
Muchas gracias, por favor.
It's quite funny when you say muchas gracias,
yeah?
Por favor, because it's saying thank you, please.
Yes, I like that. Please, thank you, please. Yeah.
Thank you, please, please.
That was very good. It was quite impressive.
Should we turn this up this way? I think that's better sounding.
It has a knob on the bottom, you see. It's supposed to sit on a tripod and face us.
I'm going
to
hold it.
Oh, no, don't look at that, because you can hear all the touches. I think that's good.
Okay, I'm going to lean into it then.
Yeah, lean into it a bit, that's all.
That is because I came back from Spain fully invigorated with an urge to learn another language.
Sí.
Which I am really keen to do. I really have found a new love for the Spanish language.
Really?
Yeah, that I didn't...
New love.
I never really had it before because I always thought it was a bit lispy, you know, all of that.
And what was interesting, I think, is that Manu, our kind of runner guy who was looking after us.
He was the loveliest man.
But he'd said that in certain regions of Spain, you have the th-th-th, and then in other regions of Spain, it's s-s-s.
In southern Spain, I think it's sir. And in northern Spain, it's th.
We think we're the only country with accents. That's the problem with Britain.
Well, this was what was so interesting, without giving too much away about the programme. There was a girl from southern Spain, had a very strong accent, and there was a guy from, he was a Geordie, and he had a very strong accent.
Aye, man, a divinal, it's all about.
That was quite good.
All right, isn't it? I can only do that one phrase in Geordie.
But, like, this guy's accent was so strong that I was having to translate his English for my Spanish friend.
Yeah.
Who speaks fluent English.
Okay, but not Geordie English.
But not Geordie. Yeah. And at the same time, I could understand most of the Spanish guys in the house, but I couldn't quite understand this girl. It was much harder for me to tune into her accent.
Her Spanish accent?
Yes.
Because it was th or sir?
Sir.
Sir, okay. Yeah, the th feels it's like more
Spanish.
You can get your head around it a bit more, can't
but
you?
But of course, South America, in South America, they don't th.
Okay.
They sister.
Okay.
Anyway, I went online and I looked up, you know, Spanish app.
Teach me Spanish fast.
Teach me Spanish app quickly. And I found Babbel.
I've heard about Babbel quite a lot.
It's called my.babbel.com. I'm going to turn that down because otherwise it'll be beeping
Excuse me, just one second.
Can we just say quickly, you are heroically doing this podcast today.
I wouldn't call it heroically.
Yeah. He's but a bit poorly.
I've got a cold, basically. I think I've got a classic common cold. I haven't had a cold
for... We did do a test at
best
though, didn't
part of 2 years.
We were a bit worried.
I've been tested twice today.
Yeah.
So I haven't got the COVIDs, but I've got a good old-fashioned cold. It's quite weird because it's been such a long time. Everyone's washed their hands so much the last few years. There's been no colds knocking about. So it has hit me quite hard. It happened on Friday. This is now Sunday, and I'm feeling better already.
Are you serious?
Yeah, seriously. I mean, I'm a two-day cold man.
I've got to say, you know, because obviously I'm learning new things about you, even though I've known you for 22 years, I haven't known you intimately. So I'm getting to know, like, so much more about you and how you operate. You're brilliant when you're sick.
Am I?
I mean, you're a bit scary. Because you, well, you just don't...
I'm better to sick.
But you don't tell me how sick you are.
Yeah.
Like, you don't...
That would be a bit moany, wasn't it?
Yeah, but you don't at all. Like, I keep kind of going, do you want to go and lie down? You're like, no, I'm fine. But you're not fine. Like, you're just sort of soldiering through.
Yeah. Well, you know, what else is there to do? You know, I always think, when you're a little kid and you're really bunged up and snotty, you still play with toys and everything. Mm. Like, as long as you get older, do you realise, like, oh, I can get away with not doing very much because I'm ill. But actually, I'd rather crack on and do stuff, you know, and get
But that's
get
so good.
Yeah. Well, thanks very much indeed. It's nice. It's appreciated.
I like being around you when you're sick.
Yeah, great. Okay, let's keep it coming.
So anyway, let me tell you about Babbel.
Yeah.
So in 11 lessons, right, you get to complete the newcomer course one. And I signed up because I have the attention span of a newt.
Yes, I know you do.
I signed up for...
It's not an attention span, really. It's more like... You want to do everything all at the same time. Your attention is...
Spread too thin.
Well, it's everywhere, but it's attentive, but just on lots of different things. So, carry on, sorry.
So, I basically said to them, because they do, I think, a choice of kind of 5-minute lessons, 15-minute lessons, half an hour lessons, and I was like, no, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I just need 5 minutes every day. And... What's really interesting is that they teach you phrases, they teach you important words, and then you can really start trying to piece it together quite quickly.
Mm.
Anyway, if you want to learn a language, and I'm pretty sure a lot of people in lockdown were like, okay, I'm going to learn a language, I'm going to learn how to sew, I'm going to learn how to knit. Babbel is a way that you can do it and live in real life, you know.
Yes.
A walk to the bus stop, a walk to the train. They do it in a very, very simple, you know, écouter et répéter. Do you remember that?
I do, yes.
Listen and repeat.
And repeat,
and
yeah.
it does the same on this. It's really, really good, simple, easy to use, and I really, really like it. So I would highly recommend Babbel as a way of learning.
So what date is it today? It's the 10th of October today,
yeah.
I think, at the moment. So. Yeah. Could we say that maybe by Christmas maybe give us a few phrases
yes,
and
absolutely.
Talk a little bit?
Yeah,
maybe
totally.
Could intro the podcast in Spanish.
In Spanish, okay.
Yeah?
No problem. The other kind of amazing thing, I mean, look, I know I speak French.
Yes.
But when I've started following my Spanish co-host from this program
yes.
online and his boyfriend.
Well, what's his name? So people can follow him.
Well, don't know whether... Oh, it has been out, hasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
He's called Ricky Marino.
What a name.
It's such a good name,
oh
isn't it?
My God.
Ricky Marino.
Yeah, he's like Ricky Martin's son or
and
something.
And his boyfriend's called Pablo. They are the greatest people.
Yeah.
I just loved them so much, didn't we? We just... They're brilliant. And he is starring in Ghost on the Spanish West End in Madrid.
He's playing the Patrick Swayze part.
Yeah.
Yes.
So...
All that clay.
They post things...
yeah.
They post things... In Spanish, like long wordy things about mental health and stuff. And I was looking at it the other day and I thought, oh my God, I actually understand this. And I sent a message to Pablo and I was going, did your last post mean blah, 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 blah? And he was like, oh my God, yes, well done.
Ah, great. Very good. So how much is Babbel? Have you said it already?
I haven't, and I'm just trying to find out. How much it is.
Because I have promised you a while back that I would learn French. So
oh,
I think,
really?
Yeah, yeah, and I think it would be good for me
really
to learn French as well. I think I would
that.
Enjoy it. I like, you know, pretending to be French when I'm in France.
Yeah.
You know, I wear the beret and the stripy t-shirt and the garlic around my neck and stuff. It would be great if I could throw out a few French, dos beer, por favor. That's Spanish?
No, that's Spanish.
Oh, damn.
Tell them what you learnt in Spanish.
De beer. S'il vous plaît.
De bière.
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 Nice.
And tell them what you learnt.
The ocho cerrados.
Very good.
Which was our room number. And when we had to get towels or buy a drink at the bar or pay for a bill, I'd go, ocho cerrados, por favor, señorita.
And you were very good.
Well, I had all the bells and whistles, you know. It was very good.
Wait, you just went bells and whistles.
Yeah. Have we worked out how much it is yet?
I'm just looking. I was just trying to quietly...
I wonder how much it is to learn a foreign language these days.
Quietly sort of do this. I'm going to just get started.
Yeah.
And see how much it costs.
No, Spanish is at the top.
Let's go French. 12 months.
$5.99 a month.
Yeah, so £71.88.
Okay, great.
3 months, £9.99. 6 months, £7.49. I've gone for the full year because I think I'm probably going to do the first thing a couple of times because I'll forget a couple of days. Okay. And I want to go over and layer the learning.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think we might have to go to Spain.
Well, what's good about me learning French is I can just come to you and go, Je m'appelle Michel, quelle heure est-il? And you can respond, right? So I'll get a rough idea of what's going on. You could do with a Spanish friend, a female Spanish friend.
Is that for you, what you're a bit excited about, me having like some sort of hot female Spanish friend?
No, I just don't want you cozying up to a Spanish man who gets out the castanets and starts rustling you up a paella.
And they are amazing.
All right. so that's what I think. But I'm looking forward to this. I am going to sign up. This is a great recommendation.
Good.
And I have to say it to anybody out there, because I would have thought, if you asked anybody, do they wish they speak another language,
everybody
says yes. Everybody. I wish I spoke Italian, I wish I spoke Spanish, Ruski.
You've got to say Russian. Can't say Ruski.
Okay.
What
are they speaking? Mandarin. That's the
Mandarin.
Other yeah, God. My son's teaching himself Japanese at the moment. Every time I come in, he's just sat there learning Japanese.
And he's learning how to write Japanese. That's what's amazing.
Nuts.
I mean, he really can write Japanese.
Yeah.
He's doing very well.
All off his own back. It's nothing to do with me.
What are you bringing to the table today, Michael Douglas?
Where to begin? I have just had a Domino's pizza.
Can I just say, I had a cold slice of your pizza when I got in.
Yeah.
I have never, ever had pineapple on a pizza. The idea of it repulsed me.
Yeah,
it was the greatest thing I have ever tried.
Well, I only have pineapple on a pizza if it's a spicy hot pizza.
Yeah, but it was so good
So it is a spicy pizza.
But it was like a meat feast.
Let me tell you what I did. So I went online, opened the app, and it said, Welcome Michael Douglas, what would you like to order? And I ordered the Sizzler. The Sizzler is my favourite pizza from Domino's. Okay, so it's a Domino's pizza. It's called the Sizzler. It's got chicken tikka on it. It's got pepperoni on it. It's got onions on it, it's got jalapenos on it, and then it's got tomato mozzarella and all the other bits and pieces that you'd expect on a pizza.
And then you add?
And then I add a small dose of pineapple, because the chicken tikka and the jalapenos and all that, I need something to just take the edge off that. So a bit of pineapple. Now, I do understand there'll be a lot of people out there going, oh, he's one of those that takes pineapple on a pizza. And I get it, you know, you don't want your pizza to taste like sweets. But the pineapple's necessary for the Sizzler. So anyway, I order a Sizzler, right? I go... Yeah. Italian thin crust, which is the normal crust on a Domino's pizza, but it's been stretched thinner.
Yeah.
Which is great, right?
Yeah.
So you don't get as many calories because...
Oh, I see.
They spread
it's
it out and get less
bread.
You can go thin crust, which is very good, but I would go Italian, right? This is my recommendation for a pizza from Domino's.
Right.
Go for the Sizzler. Anyway, I ordered it, made a couple of changes, took off some herbs, put on some pineapple, bang, ordered it for collection. And then it said it'd be ready in 12 to 15 minutes. And then I realised the last time I ordered a Domino's was in Dundee, and it was expecting me to collect it there.
No!
Yeah, God damn it. So I had to ring Dundee and say, oh, I'm really sorry about this. I've ordered pizza at the wrong place. And he said, you'll wait a week. We'll give you your money back. I was very grateful. So then I ordered down here in Tunbridge Wells. Guess what?
How much?
They don't do a Sizzler in Tunbridge Wells.
What?
No. Anywhere north of Watford you get a Sizzler, but not down here, it would seem.
Oh, I'm so ashamed. Oh.
So I had to go for something else. I had to, like, pimp a pizza to try and get it to the Sizzler standard. It's good though, wasn't it?
It was amazing. But you did like double meat.
Yes, well, it was called a meat spicy hot or something like that. And it was ground beef, pepperoni, jalapenos.
Ground beef and pepperoni
great. Red onions,
yeah.
Tomato mozzarella. And then I always like Pizza Express dressing on the side to dip in the crust, so it's vinegary.
I know you do
the garlic dip from Domino's is nice, but it's not got any bite to it. It's not sharp enough.
Right.
So that would be my recommendation for people. If you live up north, go for a Sizzler and add just a bit of pineapple. And if you're down here, you have to go for the hot and spicy with the ground beef.
Have we recommended Pizza Express? I think we have salad dressing.
Probably, but it is great on everything. Now, what I would do there, I always go for the light dressing. Don't go for the house. Go for the house dressing, but light.
Why?
It's sharper. It's got more kind of lemony zing to it.
And that's what you need, isn't it?
I love anything with vinegar.
Anything vinegary.
Yeah. So that was my first recommendation, was for the greatest Domino's of all.
Can I quickly do a shout out?
Yeah, sure.
I want to shout out to Janine, who is Twinkle.
I was going to do this. I was going to do a shout out to Janine, but let's do it now. So
because
yes,
I want to do it because
yeah,
I do a charity event in Southampton every year for Action Medical Research.
Yeah, well,
it's a charity that no one's ever heard
this
of.
This is a great recommendation, yeah. Is this charity. I was going to talk about this, okay. But let me just interject here, because
yes.
I was on Pointless Celebrities once.
Yes.
And they said to me, okay, you've won £1,000 to charity. Who's your charity? And I was like, I don't know. And they went, well, choose one. I was like, oh. Like, not everybody has a charity,
no.
Right? And you think, I donate money to the Air Ambulance of Hertfordshire every
great.
Month.
Great.
And then I donate money and some of my time to the Hairdressers Benevolent Charity, which yes. helps out hairdressers. But I don't really have another charity, and I feel like I need another charity. And you took me to this event the other day, and I was blown away by it, really. I thought it was absolutely brilliant. But I now have another charity, which is this one that you're now going to talk about.
Yes, yeah, so Action Med... Thanks,
yeah,
Michael.
So if next time I'm on Pointless Celebrities with Nikki Clark and they go, what's your charity? I'll go, it's Action Medical Research. Give the money to them.
So I started raising money for Action Medical Research when I was 9.
Mm-hmm.
And back then it was called Action for the Crippled Child.
Wow.
Because there were so many sort of childhood diseases and illnesses that children could get. And it predominantly raised money to research all of these illnesses and diseases. And my granny worked for them a lot. And so I raised money from them from 9 years old. And they found the polio vaccine.
I mean, that's bloody amazing because we've all had that, right?
The nuchal scan.
And we've all had kids who've had that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The cooling method where if your child is born oxygen deprived, they cool the baby down to it's almost dead and then reheat it very, very, very slowly. And it reduces the chances of getting reduces the impact that cerebral palsy will have on them. So they might have a much lesser amount or maybe none at all.
Yeah.
But it's a real game changer. And the research that they do is often into extremely rare childhood diseases, ones that nobody else is looking into.
Mm-hmm.
They also look into premature birth. And obviously I was a month premature. And a lot of fetal medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And they help fund research into illnesses where parents have given up all hope. You know,
yeah.
they think nobody's hearing me. Nobody knows anything about the illness that my child has. They are unbelievable. And no one has ever heard of them.
Yeah.
But because they are... It's not like a... The NSPCC is like
a
clear...
Player. It's the U2 of charities.
Yeah.
Right.
And,
yeah.
And... But it's also very clear kind of across the board.
Yes.
But the... You know, it piles money into huge things that, you know, very common childhood illnesses.
Mm-hmm.
But who's looking after that people who get the things where you're one in a million, you know? Anyway, I love them.
Yes.
I love their heart.
Yeah, I can see that.
They're a small team. Mm-hmm. I've been working with this woman, Sarah, for 20 years. And I'm an ambassador for them. And it was the Duke of Edinburgh's charity.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh.
And so I really, really love this charity. Anyway, Janine, who is Twinkle on Instagram.
Yep.
Is that her actual
Twinkle name? _ survivor.
Well, there you go. Thank you.
That's all right.
And she came along to say hi, as did Philippa, my other mate. But Twinkle, Janine, bought some gifts for
us.
Yes. And... This made me think of her when you were talking about the Pizza Express dressing.
Yeah.
That she bought you the Lego Condiment King.
She did, yes. I am condiment mad, as anybody knows. And I had talked about my favourite Lego character from Lego Batman was Condiment King.
And she got you one.
She found, I don't know where she got it from. She just got it on the internet.
She's unbelievable.
It's a little Lego man who carries these two guns. One's got ketchup in it, one's got mushrooms in it. And then he squirts it at people. But I was like, bloody hell, she also got me two cans of David Beckham's Instinct, which is like gold dust.
Now, we've also got to thank her a lot because obviously we've got the third member of Coldplay, Olivia, who's doing all our social media.
Yes.
Big up, Olivia.
Yes.
We're just going from strength to strength on our
social media. Great.
She's
yes.
doing great things for us. But Janine, up until we got Olivia, was...
Documenting
everything we had ever talked about on every single podcast. And we cannot thank her enough. for all the work she's done. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be immensely useful for you, our listeners, because we're going to be able to give that to Olivia and kind of do a...
She can document it all.
Yeah, document it all. So thank you.
When you're looking for something to watch, you can just press on TV and there'll be loads of TV recommendations or movie recommendations.
Thanks to Janine, that will be
absolutely easier. And thanks so much for my goodie bag, Janine, of gifts.
And mine. Amazing.
It was outrageously brilliant. I've got more Jolly Ranchers than, than
you
the Jolly Ranch.
And also, thank you, Michael, for the big shout-out for Action Medical Research, because they do amazing stuff.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. Why is it, so you took me to this dinner, this lunchtime dinner, why is it just women?
I think it started off...
There's no specific reason.
No,
we just thought,
just do a ladies' lunch. We thought it was going to be a sort of nice, demure ladies' lunch. It's not demure.
It's raucous. Yeah.
And what was quite funny, we tried to do one somewhere else and it didn't work. Southampton is the place to do it.
It was brilliant.
And they loved you.
Well, I was very happy. I'm always happy in a room full of ladies.
Yeah, they were very happy.
Chatting about fringes and their regrowths and stuff like that. It's all the fun of the fair.
Yeah.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was brilliant. What a great
one. Everybody loved him.
So, I've been watching a TV show recommended by my good friend Andy Abrahams.
Oh, yeah.
The BBC iPlayer.
Yeah.
It's called Alma's Not Normal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't heard any.
No, you haven't.
This is one of those ones, isn't it, where you've kept it a secret, you dark horse.
So, I love sitcoms, as you know. I mean, I'm a big fan of Fawlty Towers and Only Fools and Horses, The Office, Alan Partridge, all of these kind of situation comedies. I love the structure of them, and I love the stuff that you can extract out of them to do with relationships and families and all sorts of things. I think they're absolutely brilliant. And even the ones that are a bit kind of traditional, you know, with canned laughter on and all the rest of it, I don't actually mind any of that, you know. I just love the situation comedy. So this is a classic situation comedy by the BBC. It's got new people in it that I would say I've never really seen before. So Sophie Willan is Alma, who plays Alma in it. And I think get the feeling that she has created it as well. Let me just have a little look. So yes, turns out that she's the writer and creator of Alma's Not Normal. So I'm going to read you the synopsis because I think you're going to like it.
Okay, great.
All right? Are you ready?
Yep.
After a recent breakup, Alma tries to get her life back on track, but with no job, no qualifications, and a rebellious streak a mile wide, it's not going to be easy. Meanwhile, her mum, who is a battling heroin addiction, has been sectioned for arson, and with her vampish grandma Joan, wants nothing to do with it. So it's set in Bolton.
Yes.
So it's got a very royal family flavour to it.
Yeah.
I'm always slightly irritated by the success of Bolton. Bolton is kind of very near Preston.
Yeah.
And Bolton gets all the success, basically. You've got Peter Kay, it's got Vernon Kay, it's got Tess Daly.
It's in Lancashire, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it's in Lancashire.
So but could you not bask in the Lancastrian success?
Well, I could if it was spread a bit further out of Bolton, and it's not. It's just all confined to Bolton. And I think Preston's an interesting place. Why isn't
Peter Kay finds a lot of really good people. Should we ask him if he could have a look in Chorley or Leyland?
Yeah, well, he found Paddy McGuinness from Bolton.
Yeah, but should we ask him if the next time he's looking for someone, could he go to Leyland?
That would be helpful. Yeah, I'd be pleased about Leyland or Preston. Anyway, I've watched the first of the episodes and it's very kind of fun. You know, she's a bit of an eccentric. You know, she's probably in her early 20s, slightly mad, you know, rides a bike, big pink fluffy jacket, her boyfriend's dumped her for somebody else, she's a bit heartbroken, she loves drinking and going out of control, her mum's been sectioned, and her mum is played by, a classic actress, which is...
Oh, Lorraine Ashby.
Siobhan.
Oh, Siobhan Finneran.
Finneran. She's in Benidorm, she's also in Rita Sue and Bob too, of course.
Finneran, yeah, she's amazing.
Yeah. And she's had these false teeth done because all her teeth have fallen out due to drug addiction, so she can barely speak with these teeth in, you know. And it's on the whole just very funny, very light-hearted comedies. Half-hour episodes, there's six of them to go at. I would say you've got to watch the first two before you can cause any real judgment, because a lot of it's not big laugh out loud until you understand the characters.
Yes.
But, you know, they go online dating, try and find new boyfriends, her and her mate. You know, nobody in it is particularly what we'd call atypically attractively beautiful. Nobody's skinny or, you know, kind of...
Well, everyone's normal, right?
Apart from Alma, who's not normal.
Alma's not normal. I like that. That's really smooth.
Yeah, do you like that?
That's
Yeah. So I would highly recommend it. Watch the first two or three episodes before you make any real harsh judgments
Andy's
on it.
Andy's so great, isn't he?
Yes.
He's always coming up with recommendations.
It's a very un-Andy thing to watch this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's quite...
It's not got war in it.
No, and it's quite an unsophisticated format. You know, it's quite straightforward.
Andy, let's face it, Andy's really sophisticated.
He is very sophisticated.
His tastes.
Very, yeah.
Highbrow.
So I would highly, highly recommend it.
Great.
To the peoples.
I want to talk about another Ryan Holiday book. Mm-hmm. Now, any of our listeners might remember Ryan Holiday from The Daily Stoic.
Yep.
Which is
Brilliant.
One of our all-time favourite bits of literature, which we've slightly got out of the habit of reading.
Yes.
And, you know, just a little, we could read it to each other in the mornings, because I really enjoy a thought-provoking idea for the first thing in the morning. Anyway, The Daily Stoic was a look at all the old philosophers, Stoic philosophers, and he pulls out quotes, and then underneath, very helpfully, because sometimes... I've read one of the quotes and I thought, I don't really understand what that's about. And he will kind of translate. And then you go, oh, I see, I see. And it's so interesting how the philosophy totally applies to today's day and age as well. Anyway, he's written numerous other books that are also amazing, all kind of based on Stoic virtues. But he's got a new one out. And sort of from the Stoic Virtues series.
Ah, okay.
And this one is Courage is Calling, Fortune Favours the Brave. Mm-hmm. And it's about finding that courage to do the thing you've always wanted to do, to go the extra mile.
Yeah.
And what he does, he's like a psychologist philosopher, but he also keeps quoting from the Stoics. So he uses all of that knowledge in this book.
Yes. Now, just to tap into that, I follow a lot of these kind of psychologists and critical thinkers and stuff like that, and they get a lot of criticism saying, oh, they're just regurgitating old work. And I think that is not a valid criticism. It's fine to regurgitate old work. If it's really good and it's relevant today, and you're in a position of power and a position to spread the good word of those great words of way back when, then great. Like, what? Like, it doesn't matter. The thing is that this stuff was brilliant. It's still brilliant. And if anybody can get it to reach a broader audience, then great. And I've seen him come under criticism for this, saying it was just repackaging old stuff. And I think, well, good. Thank God somebody's doing that.
But he's repackaging it for people like me.
Absolutely.
Who hasn't... before you gave me The Daily Stoic, I hadn't heard of the Stoics.
Yeah.
I mean, when we broke it down, I knew who they were. But I didn't know they were called the Stoics. Mm. I knew that being stoical was a thing, but I didn't know why it was that. And it was actually thanks to Ryan Holiday that he's brought it to me in a much wider audience. Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Is a critical thinker somebody who's like a philosopher?
Yes.
Somebody who will take a topic and really go kind of deep.
Yes, so they wouldn't allow, they try very hard not to allow it, their unconscious bias to sway them in any way. So they think critically about stuff. So they might land on an idea that they think is great, but then they will look at it from a not so great perspective to try and pull it apart to think, I think this idea is great, but I'm going to disagree with it for a while and to work out.
Because generally most of us are full of unconscious bias.
Yes, so we stumble across an idea, we think it's great, and then we just go and tell that idea to everybody and then perpetuate the idea. But actually you should look at it more critically.
But we will turn that idea into an idea that fits us because we're a bit biased.
And it makes us feel better.
And it makes us feel better.
Yes.
Okay, and can you tell us some of the critical thinkers that you've listened to or... And they're not always critical thinkers that you agree with, right? You sometimes listen to people that you don't agree
with. Well,
think
I do love
challenging.
Jordan Peterson's one of my all-time favourites, really. I think he's very good to listen to. And there's lots of people who don't necessarily like what he has to say. I mean, there's more people that do than don't, but those that don't really don't.
I mean, he's got something like, 4 million subscribers on YouTube? That's a lot.
Yes, and his books sell enormous, and they're translated into millions of different languages. But he is very good, I think, at taking an idea and looking at it critically, whether it's climate change or whether it's, I don't know, trans rights and stuff like that. And, you know, he can be quite an uncomfortable person to listen to, but it does make you properly think about the subject. Mm.
So you might not always agree with what he's saying. So,
like,
sometimes you agree, sometimes you don't agree, but it will make you think about it.
Yes. I think what's interesting about criticising somebody like him is that when you criticise something, you're potentially saying, I know better than you. Which puts you slightly above the person that you're criticising. And it can be quite a foolish thing to do, really, because somebody, not him necessarily, but somebody like him who's so well-read and has been a professor of psychology and philosophy at Harvard and all these other places, that you think, oh, I should probably not critique, but I should probably just listen.
Listen.
And take it in, and then listen to somebody else and take that in. The other one is Dr. Thomas Sowell. He's worth a listen to. He was I think, an economic thinker, and he's at the Hoover Institute. But if you go onto YouTube and have a look at some of his stuff, he's been around since the 60s. And blimey, O'Reilly, he has blown my brains out, really, with some of the things that he's said that you think that can't be right or it can't be true. And then you go, oh, wow.
I mean, there are lots of people who are incredibly popular, like Joe Rogan's very popular, but he's also very controversial because he says a lot of things that people don't agree with. I know he said quite a lot of stuff about a medicine that's not licensed and hasn't been approved or anything for COVID. And you think, oh, my God, you know, what are you doing? But at the same time, sometimes he puts some really interesting ideas out there or, you know, it's not...
Well, it gets you thinking.
I don't really listen to him so much, but I know that lots of people do. But I think it's good that we've got lots of different places that we can go to listen to people's ideas. It does feel a little bit like the time of the ancient Greeks where you would sit around and listen to someone talking. Because I think it's interesting how... And I'm always quite nervous about talking about this, but how dangerous it is for people to speak their mind. And I'm always rather impressed with people that speak their mind because I'm always terrified of doing it.
Yes,
I just say the wrong thing and it gets misinterpreted or whatever. So I've got a lot less gobby as I've got older.
The danger of not speaking is you find it difficult to think and then you can't really make decisions about stuff. So it's the more people get quiet, the worse it's going to get, I think, for everybody.
That's an interesting idea.
Yeah, you can't think without speaking, and you must be allowed to speak. So, but just to go back to this, so two more common critical thinkers, I would say, is Tim Minchin and,
Tim Minchin, and
Russell Brand.
I love. Russell Brand's also really good.
Yeah.
And he's, I like Russell Brand because he's a layman.
Yes.
So when he talks about things, I think, oh, I totally get what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah, he packages it up very nicely for everybody.
He speaks in a way that I understand. Yeah, those two are very good.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. The other thing I quickly wanted to say, I think there's another one, and that's Chris Evans.
Oh, okay, yes.
Because
absolutely.
He is absolutely bringing thought and conversation and critical thinking to the radio, to the masses.
He is. So I listen to Chris quite a bit in the morning. I have done on and off, I guess, throughout my life. And I didn't so much on Radio 2, but I was just in a different place back then. But now he's got the show on Virgin Radio. So it's on DAB, so anyone can get it in the country. It's advert-free, which is one of the things puts me off from commercial radio. And it's sponsored by Sky, but you don't have to sit through any adverts. But he has had on Dr. Jordan Peterson on as a daily guest, and he would play his YouTube clips to get people kind of thinking and talking, which is a brave thing to do because a lot of people have been cancelled for liking the likes of Jordan Peterson. But he's had Ryan Holiday on all last week as a guest, phoning in and then reading some of this book out. And it's a really great way if you're making breakfast with your kids or whatever to have people on there talking about these things that are just slightly below the surface or slightly above the stratosphere, you know, where you go, what was that? You know, before you go to work in the morning, you're thinking, Jesus, I never even thought about the world from that perspective. So I totally agree. I've always thought Chris has had a really interesting grasp on thinking and seeing the world very, very differently. And I know lots of people don't like him and all the rest of it. And that's
passionate
completely fine.
Yeah. About getting it out there.
Yes, and I think he's always been encouraging of everybody and anybody to pursue a dream. And his two books, I mean, if you've got youngish kids that need to be inspired, his two books are well worth a read. He has made and lost more money than anyone I've ever known. And he's made some horrific decisions, I think, financial decisions. I mean, everyone thought he was a business genius. And he's always said, I'm the worst businessman you'll ever, ever meet. And there's this incredible story in his book where he had some shares from Scottish Media Group that were worth £57 million.
Yeah.
And one of the big banks, I think it might have been Goldman Sachs or someone like that, came and offered him a cheque for £50-odd million. And they wrote it out in front of him and said, would you take this for your shares in Scottish media when he sold Virgin Radio? And he said, the more they tried to give me that cheque, the less I wanted it. He said, it just bugged me that they thought I would take it, so I didn't. Anyway, 3 years later, those shares that were worth 57 million quid, I think were now worth 250 grand. It just all, the shares had just gone. He'd been away travelling for a few years and he came back and he had no money left. And God knows how much money he's got now, but probably plenty. But he's not done it as in the pursuit of money. He's done
no.
it in the pursuit of kind
and
of
I think
a desire
that's the other
to do
I mean,
what
this
he does.
Is a man who just sort of would give £100,000 to charity without blinking.
Absolutely,
like he just,
yeah. He's a good egg.
He's a good egg.
Yeah. And it's great that he's perpetuating these ideas of these books, and people like Ryan Holiday think it's fantastic.
Mm.
So Courage is Calling is what it's called.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
So I'm going to tell you something from my mum. Now, my mum is the woman that bought you lights in the cupboards.
Yes, of course.
You know, she's bought us some great stuff on this podcast, and she sent me something the other day, and she went, I think people are going to like this, and I think she's right. Now, you know when you had a docking system?
Yes.
And you had an Apple, and it had the wide
yes.
mouth at the bottom of the phone, and your phone would sit on the wide what?
Yes, it was...
So
not the light. It's not the old. It's not the new lightning.
It's not
cable.
The new lightning
cable.
It was
cable. Called, I think, an 8-bit connector or something like that.
Something like that,
yeah.
But it's the wide one.
It's the wide one
can,
from the old
now
iPhone 4.
Now you can
4.
No longer use that decking.
Yes.
But you know, you might have a Bose sound system or something, and you can't. Or you might be going to a hotel. Loads and loads of hotels still have
yes.
the old wide Apple. So, Leyen BS-130-pin Bluetooth adapter receiver audio dongle.
Right.
So the Leyen 1-30 is a thing that you sit on top of the wide mouth Apple
yes.
doobly what's it, and then it turns it into a Bluetooth receiver.
Oh, does it?
So your phone, you just
That's
link
great.
Your phone to the Bluetooth.
Yes.
And you can use it.
So it sits on top of the old
yes.
iPhone connector and it beams out a Bluetooth
yes.
signal. You've got a Bluetooth speaker.
Yes.
This is brilliant.
Yes.
How much?
Well done, Gabba. It is, at the moment, $19.99 on Amazon. You can
okay.
save 12 quid. Because normally it is $31.99.
Wow.
So that's good, right?
That's really good. It's a great idea, that. Yes.
Well done, Gabba.
I'm very impressed.
Thanks, Mummy.
So I have a very good friend of mine called, I mean, she's called Sarah Lloyd in my phone because she's married to Jeff Lloyd, the broadcaster.
Oh, yeah. Who I need to meet.
You've got
I need
meet
to meet both of these people.
Yeah, yeah, you've got to meet Sarah as well. But I think she's called Sarah Barron. She's a stand-up comedian and you can go and see her anywhere. She's touring the country as we speak. But let me have a little look at her Instagram, see where she is right now, because I think she's in York tonight. Sarah Barron. She's Sarah Barron 1 million, I think. Is that 1 million? 1, 2,
yes.
3, 4, 5, 6. Sarah Barron, a million, a comedian. Where is she? Tonight she's in Manchester at the Frog and Butter.
No, but it's not
Butter.
Tonight.
Is that not tonight? That was
I mean,
12 hours ago.
Yeah, I know, but this is Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is Sunday.
This is
and
Sunday.
It's going out on Friday.
Yeah. Thank God you're here to... sort that out for me. God knows where she is on Friday, but
I reckon it'll be in her
yeah it's probably
bio.
In the lists, right? Yeah, you could probably have a little look.
Do you want to have a look?
No, no.
You tell us about her and I'm going to have a look.
Okay. Well, I need my phone because I need something that's
Sarah
in.
Sarah Baron.
So Sarah Baron is a comedian, American, New Yorker.
Yes.
Very funny.
Love New Yorkers.
Talks a lot. So right. We've got to go out for dinner just to get the full force of Sarah.
Well, of both of us together.
You're listening to this, Sarah, yeah.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Me and Jeff, won't get a word.
We won't get a look in.
But she's great and very, very funny.
Yeah.
Big friend of Susie Applin as well.
Oh.
So we can all go out.
Yeah, love
so
her.
So all go out.
Yeah.
But Sarah Baron set this thing up, right? So I'm going to give you a phone number, folks, and you've got to write it down.
Okay, get a pen, get some paper.
07-398-627-659. And you need to WhatsApp this number with the word hello. Okay?
Yeah.
You got that, people?
Say the number one more time.
07-398-627-659. Yeah?
Oh God, I love this. Yeah.
Okay. So you WhatsApp hello to that number.
Yeah.
And every day you get a voice message from Sarah.
Yeah.
Telling you in a comedic fashion what she's up to.
Shut up. Wait. Does it cost anything?
No.
Shut up. It's free.
It's a free. So it's like... it's like an alternative daily podcast straight to a WhatsApp. So you'll get a WhatsApp ping, bing, and then you basically listen to it. So do you want to listen to today's?
Hang on. So do I need to put that number into my phone?
Yes. So, you know, put it in the thingy as Sarah Pod, let's say. Sorry for this snivelling, by the way, listeners. I'm trying very hard to keep it under control. So on Friday, you get two, but every other day you get one. So this is Friday's.
What happened to me last night was one for the history books. So I want to say, I'm on this tour. Oh, hello from the Premier Inn in Aberdeen. That was, I wish that hadn't happened. I wish I hadn't even tried that.
So you get the general gist. It's just like a 2 or 3 minute message you get each day of something humorous that's either happened to her or why she's on tour or what she's up to, or if she's cooking something that's gone terribly wrong or she's tried to exercise and, you know, fallen over or something like that. But if you're a bit lonely or you've not got anything going on and you fancy a message from somebody who's going to cheer you up and tell you something funny, this is it.
But also what I think is amazing is, number one, it's free. Number two, she actually genuinely is funny.
Mm.
But I've got a slight problem.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to talk back.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, I guess you could message the WhatsApp back and someone would answer it.
Would she?
Well, she doesn't...
it's a business account. I don't think she would. I think it's like a thing where she just puts in the thing and it just goes to all the names.
Yes, it does. That's exactly what it does.
Yeah, so it's not going to... We can't engage with her.
I'll send her a message now. Say it and say, hi, are you there?
Oh, my God, I'm quite excited. So did you put the smiley face for like...
So there you are. I've sent it. So we'll see. We'll see if she answers that. I mean,
okay.
She's on stage right now. So.
Oh, you actually are a friend.
I am a friend. Yeah, but anyway.
But quickly, I want to say one thing very quickly because I was going to tell you where she is.
Yes.
Because it does say so.
Do Friday Saturday.
On Friday, the 15th, she's at the London Soho Theatre.
Oh, she's doing a Soho
Theatre. Saturday, she's at the Soho Theatre. On the 19th of October, she's at Crawley, the Horse Studio. 20th of October, she's at Leeds, at the Sheaf Street. 22nd of October, she's Tiverton Community Arts Centre. 23rd, Cambridge Junction.
Wow.
24th, the Glee Club in Birmingham. 27th, Farbug in Leicester. 28th...
Where can you get all these dates? What's the...
Nottingham Glee. All you have to do is press tickets... on her Instagram page.
Sarah Baron, 1 million,
and then
go to the link in the bio to go and see her. She is great, but this is a great idea. And every day I get the ping and I think, oh, great, I'll hear from Sarah, see what she's up to. And it's really funny. It's just like 2 minutes of chat and then boom, you're back to work or whatever it is you're doing. So I would highly recommend this. I don't know what you call it. There isn't a name for it. It's not a podcast.
It's a brand new thing.
It's a brand new thing. Clever
her.
I like it.
Clever her.
Yeah.
I quickly want to say that on Friday, the 15th of October,
mm-hmm.
Which is when this podcast will be coming out, it's Stand Up to Cancer night.
Oh.
And if there's any way that you could watch, and anyway, because obviously we've had 2 years of all charities struggling so much. And obviously, well, Stand Up to Cancer is very close to my heart because of my sister and, in fact, my mother both died from cancer. And
as you know, I have someone very close to me who currently has cancer.
Yes.
So, yes. Yeah, that's a great recommendation to watch that. So that's Friday night.
This Friday.
From about 6 o'clock, 6:37, Channel 4.
Channel 4, Stand Up to Cancer. Me, Alan Carr, Adam, and Adam Hills, and Maya Jammer.
I liked Adam Hills a lot.
Oh, he is the nicest guy.
Yeah, he's really got it going on, hasn't he?
Yes. He really has, and he's so smart.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's going to be great. There's tons of really good stuff on it, and lots of amazing information, and one in two of us are going to get cancer at some point in our lives, so we should watch and do as much as we can to try and stop it.
So as you know, I'm partial to the deep fat fryer, and I'm always looking for the perfect chip.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I know what you're going to say.
What am I going to say?
It's the French fry.
I mean, I do like the French fry. My favourite chip of all time at the moment is at Five Guys. If you go to the Five Guys and get a burger, the chips they do at Five Guys, knockout.
Do they have skin on?
They've got a bit of skin on.
Yeah, that's so nice.
So I've always been looking for something like that I could make at home for the kids. Now, I do have to make sure that it's just a once a week thing, this. It's not a nightly thing. But I've got a little outdoor kitchen at home, and the deep fat fryer lives outside there next to the rotisserie barbecue.
Yeah.
But I found these Sainsbury's
own. Can I also just say, he's got one here as well.
Yeah.
At our house.
Yeah. I've got one everywhere.
You've got one everywhere. So I've never had a deep fat fryer in my life.
Yeah.
And you have brought one into my home.
You can't believe it, can you? You can't believe your luck.
I'll tell you what though, the chips are amazing.
I found what I think is the perfect chip. And it's actually a Sainsbury's own brand chip.
Oh, right.
And they're called Rustic Fries.
Right.
From Sainsbury's.
Yeah.
In a Sainsbury's bag in the freezer department.
Right.
So if you're looking for a good chip, this is my recommendation. It's got a bit of skin on. And they're seasoned in some way with a little bit of seasoning. But 4 minutes in the deep fat fryer at 180. Oh! And I tell you what, blimey O'Reilly. I haven't had anybody, you know, he's come round, like my brother's come round, or I've made some for Chester or whatever, and everyone's gone, bloody hell, where'd you get these chips? I go, well, I have to listen to the podcast to find out. But there's other chips. People go, these chips are good. But people go, oh, these chips, bloody hell, they're amazing. And I think I've hit the jackpot. They're only like a quid a bag, you know. God knows what's in them. But if you're looking for a good chip, this is the best one I've found. I've done all the McCain's, and I've done all the Icelands, and I've done all the other bits and pieces.
Yeah, nothing.
Nothing come close to Rustic Fries from Sainsbury's.
Okay.
4 minutes, 180 degrees. Boom.
Oosh.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah, good. You like that?
Oh, God, you make me laugh so much.
Good.
I quickly want to talk about Make Menopause Matter.
Yeah.
We are going to Parliament on the 29th of October. Not you.
Yes,
you don't
we
have
there.
To go.
Yeah.
I mean, you are very, very welcome.
Yeah, well, I'll see
but
what
it
I'm
is
doing.
A Friday. I know you're working on a Friday. But I'm going, and I'm calling on all menopausal women. Let's get to Parliament Square on Friday at about, well, I'm probably going to get there for about 11, stay there till about 12:30, because there is going to be a second reading of a bill in Parliament to try and get HRT free on the NHS, which I'm amazed that it's not already. But Carolyn Harris, who is an amazing MP, is doing amazing work at whipping up support for this bill. And we are going as menopausal women to go and support her under the sort of banner of Make Menopause Matter, which is a movement that is trying to get education for all GPs and healthcare professionals on the menopause so they can help us through what is a very difficult time of our lives anyway. And when you're trying to talk to a healthcare professional about it and they don't know what it is or anything about it, it can be a very sad, lonely and confusing time. So we need support from our NHS. And Diane Densbrink and her Make Menopause Matter campaign are really pushing to get that on the agenda. But we are going to support her. If you're a menopausal woman and you want to come and stand outside Parliament and make a bit of noise and try and get HRT free, we'll be there.
So you're going to be there?
Yes.
At what time?
Well, I'm actually going to get there a bit early and go inside Parliament and be a mosquito.
Yeah, yeah.
And annoy people and have my picture taken.
Great.
With people.
Yeah.
To try and, like, you know, yeah, yes. do something good
Absolutely.
Or
yeah.
Get some action done, and or just support Carolyn. Like, even if I'm just sort of walking around following her, just I want to have her back.
Yeah.
Because does this make, is important.
Does Make Menopause Matter have an Instagram account or a Facebook group or something? Like
it's a hashtag. So any, because all of our, all menopausal women are all together on this.
Yeah,
like we are all, we all want to make menopause matter. And we all might have other little Facebook groups that are called, like my book's called Menopausing.
Yeah.
Somebody else is called Meno Scandals. Somebody else is called Meno.
But you're all under the same umbrella, essentially.
But we all want the same thing. We all want to help women.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no kind of, oh, I got here first, or I've been doing this for longer than you. It's just, we all want to help women get the information that they need.
Mm-hmm.
And Make Menopause Matter, I think, is the movement that is the clearest.
Okay.
It just has a very clear mission.
Yeah.
Educate healthcare professionals. Mm-hmm. Done.
And what's the date again?
29th of October. It's a Friday.
Okay.
And we will all be there from about
Parliament
11
Square.
O'clock in Parliament Square. And, you know, bring a thermos flask of tea and some biscuits and let's all have a chat.
I might bring a generator and a deep fat fryer and hand out rustic fries to people.
Oh, God, we'd love that. Shut up.
Right, let's do some shout-outs. Pauline Purser.
Paula Purser.
Paula Purser. Hi, and then a wavy hand. I love your podcast. They are so informative, and I have a little notebook, and I write down recommendations.
Oh, that's good.
Can I say,
do our merch.
We got a notebook each from Janine.
And a pen
and
with
a pen
our name on it.
Yes, our name on it. We're gonna do notebooks, I think.
We are.
We're going to try and do making a cut notebooks.
Yeah.
So we'll let you know when they're available. And she writes down the recommendations. I always look forward to Friday mornings where I can listen to you both. I've just found a real treat in Iceland. They're called luxury macaroons.
What?
Ooh, they are so gorgeous. You get two each of the flavours, lemon, strawberry, pistachio, chocolate, vanilla and caramel. They are an absolute bargain at £3.
Wow.
So much better than
what?
The more expensive brands. They are my new favourite things. Give them a try. Love, Paula Purser.
That's
wow,
so good.
Wow, brilliant, Paula. That's fantastic. What
yeah,
a great,
great,
great recommendation. Dina? Love the podcast. Currently living in Singapore.
Wow.
Took you on a walk around Marina Bay this morning.
Oh,
thank
thanks,
you. And then a
Dina.
Brilliant picture. God, look at that.
Wow. God. Singapore is the most amazing place I hear.
Yes.
From people. So clean and beautiful. And
maybe we could, we can post Dina's picture at some point.
Okay.
Claire Hales, have you watched The Cleaner with Greg Davis?
I'd watch anything with Greg Davis.
So funny and clever. You'll love first episode with Helena Bonham Carter, a modern version of Roald Dahl's Tales of the Unexpected.
Oh.
Great podcast once again. Thanks, Claire.
Oh, so, what's it called?
This is Claire H156, and it's called The Cleaner with Greg Davis. The other thing I watched recently, which I don't think I've talked about, is when I was in Spain, I watched a one-hour documentary on the life of Rick Mayall, and it was on the BBC iPlayer. You know, it was when he died, which is quite a while ago now, actually, probably about 2012 or 2013.
Mm.
I was always a big fan of Rick growing up, and I loved the young ones, obviously, Filthy Rich and Catflap, Lord Flashart and Blackadder and all the rest of it. I loved Ben Elton and Richard Curtis, as you know. But Greg Davis was a big talking head in this documentary, and he is obsessed with Rick. And then he got Rick to play his dad in Man Down. So and so they got to work together, you know. But it was just...
Greg Davis is really turning into... a comedy genius.
Yeah, well,
like, he's always
legend,
been a comedy,
he's,
but
yes,
he's
yes.
gaining legendary status, isn't he? He's
On that subject, I worked with Dawn French this weekend, as you know, and she told me something.
She's got a book coming out, Cheltenham Literary.
So the book's
it
already
came out a year ago. We already recommended it.
Yes.
But can I just say,
you
did a great job on her hair.
I did a good job on her.
It looked so good.
Yes.
I know we shouldn't talk about it too much.
No, that's all right.
Because she's more than her hair.
Very, very thick hair. So it's really quite difficult to control. And a lot of people go, oh, could my hair do this? Could my hair do that? It's very hard. Lots of people message me saying, would I suit this? It's very hard without actually touching the hair and feeling it to see what it would or wouldn't do. But it looks really good on Dawn.
So good.
And
the quiff.
Yeah, well, it's quite funny because she said... She said, I cut all my hair because I just want to go grey, basically, and then I'll grow back the bob. You know, that was the idea. She said, I just had to cut all the dark stuff out, and I thought, I'll just grin and bear it for a year, have short hair, grow it out, and that'll be that. But she said, the press picked up on it, and then everybody picked up on it, and then Loose Women want to do a feature on it, want me on. this morning want me on talking about my new grey look. You're just like, I don't want to talk about my goddamn hair. I just want it to grow back into a bob. You know, like it's
but
just
turned
into something.
I don't think she should have a bob again.
Yeah, well, maybe not. I mean, I don't know.
She looks so young.
She does look really good.
She just looks so... It's funny how she's gone grey and she looks younger.
Yes, I know. It's amazing,
isn't it?
It's
so weird.
She did tell me a funny story, which I'll tell you off air, though. Boom.
I know. Oosh.
And see what I did there?
Our poor listeners.
I know, I left them dangling.
Our poor listeners.
So, Claire.
Thanks, Claire.
That is a brilliant recommendation.
Really good recommendation.
Fantastic. So, Kerry?
Kerry, yeah.
Kerry Harris. So it's, but it's spelled C-E-R-I. And it almost went Seri.
I'd say Kerry.
Okay, great. Hey,
or if we were
podcast.
In Spain, it would be Seri.
Love your podcast. Thought you might like this. It's called Swivelt.
Swivit.
Swivit?
Swivlet.
Swivelt.
Swivlet.
Swivlet.com. It's like a slow cooker you take with you.
What?
I don't work for them at all, but love the product. So helpful. To stay
intentionally eating rather than wandering out of my office and deciding kettle
tips, gypped in hummus
is a healthy lunch. To be fair, it's a fab lunch, but this flask means I stay on track.
Okay, so it's a flask, is it? I'm going to
swivel it.
The swivel it.
So swivel it.
Oh, so it looks like something that can keep soup
warm.
So
wait, or
that
you cook?
Oh my God, get rid of that thing! I hate pop-ups.
Oh, so do I. I don't want to pop up.
Okay.
Okay, wait.
It's technology paired with a striking...
Cooking aesthetic. And eating pod. It can slow cook on the go and keeps your food either... What? I'm buying one. Hang on, I'm getting my phone.
Revolution food on the go. It's no fuss, multifunctional cooking and can...
I'm going to buy one and test drive it.
Either hot or cold, 4 to 5 hours. Oh my God, that's good, isn't it?
It's so good.
Are you buying
it's
one?
Yes.
Buy me one as well.
Yes.
Thanks.
Portable slow cooker, shut up.
I put a pot noodle in that, be great. Thanks, Kerry, that's an absolutely brilliant one. Liz Ogle. Oh, if you liked Jack O'Connell in this, you need to see him in Goddess on Netflix. So Jack O'Connell was the lead star in The North Water with Colin Farrell, and I thought he was brilliant.
Oh, yes.
He's in something called Goddess on Netflix, another amazing series, and Jack is my vote for the next James Bond. Yes, I thought that actually as I was watching him. I thought, God, he could be quite good. He's kind of quintessentially British. Blonde as well. Nice to see a James Blonde. See what I did there? Ha ha. I totally agree. And then finally, we've got Claire Blackburn, who is my old friend from school. Crikey, Claire, you've written an absolute epic. Afternoon, Mikey, Davina and...
Mikey!
Olivia. Yeah, well, that's what I was called at school.
Oh my God, I love it.
Just listened to Ep 4. I think I wanted to recommend a couple of things after mentioning Amazon Prime. I just wanted to know how much I enjoyed Everybody's Talking About Jamie, the movie.
Oh.
So I've not seen that, but I've heard nothing but great
things.
I had the pleasure of seeing the stage version, but the movie is fabulous, starring Max Harwood and as Jamie and Richard E. Grant, who's also bloody brilliant. The film is based on a true story and the theme music is written by Dan Gillespie. Sells off the feeling. Have you ever heard of Flight of the Conchords? Of course
we have.
New Zealand comedy duo who writes so cleverly with much humor. Yes, I totally agree. Flight of the Conchords is absolute knockout. And if nobody's seen that or heard of it, and you're absolutely right, if you like Tim Minchin or anything like that, then it's absolutely brilliant. Another thing is my partner Nick, who used to do, who is a theatre sound designer, worked with Hannah Waddingham in the 90s. And she was in a musical called The Beautiful Game, which was written by Ben Elton.
Oh, yeah.
She was brilliant then with a hauntingly great singing voice. Our Kind of Love was a tearjerker then. Have a listen. So that's Our Kind of Love, and it's sung by Hannah Waddingham. Thanks, Claire Blackburn. And I'll always be very fond of being called Mikey, so keep it up. We went to a gig this week. We went to see Inhaler. Which
we haven't talked about that.
I haven't talked about go-karting as well. I've got to talk about the go-karting. I'll do that next week because you've got to go. These go-karting places are all over the country.
Yeah.
My God, they were brilliant. It was the best money I've spent on an activity to do with my kids. It was sensational. But the gig was fantastic. I dragged Davina McCall into the mosh pit.
Yeah, oh my God, it was the best thing ever. I loved it so much.
But they've got an album out. I think it's just called Inhaler. It's their debut album. It's really good if you like kind of late
80s. But they're touring, aren't they?
They're touring, yeah, but I think they're just about done with their European.
Well, if you get to see them again next year,
just go on Ticketmaster.
They are brilliant.
Yeah, they were really good, weren't they? And the sound was fantastic.
The sound was superb. We were saying, because
the lead singer is Bono's son, that we assumed that he'd borrowed his dad's sounds engineers and stuff like that from U2 and took, because the sound was perfect from a young band. It was like, wow.
But also, they definitely had their own sound. They had their own style. Mm-hmm. Their songs were really good. Yeah. We liked the more rocky ones that went off.
Yeah.
And there was this thing that happened in the mosh pit.
Yeah,
where everybody does the big circle, it opens.
And they wait for the beat to drop.
They wait for the beat. Bang!
Boom! And everybody headbutts each other, basically.
It was so good.
It was great. Hey, thanks for listening, everybody.
I've enjoyed tonight.
Yeah, me too. And we're always super grateful for people engaging with us and listening to us and sending us messages and things like that. Oh, we've bought one.
Swivlet.
It's a tricky name. Is it Swivlet?
It's a Swivlet.
Great. As long as you're correct, then that's great. What are you doing tomorrow? What are you doing this week?
Tomorrow I'm doing Long Lost Family. Tuesday I'm doing something for Channel 4. Mm-hmm. Wednesday I'm doing a shoot with J.D. Williams. Yeah. I love doing my shoots with J.D. Williams.
Yeah, I've got to say I love working on them
Amanda's,
as well.
Amanda's going to be there as well. Mm-hmm. That's hilarious. Amanda Holden.
Yes.
Love her.
Highly entertaining.
Thursday, Stand Up To Cancer rehearsals. Friday, Stand Up To Cancer. Saturday, my birthday.
Sorry? What? I've got
54 people on Saturday, the 16th of October.
So send the birthday wishes via Instagram,
please. Yes, please.
Lots of emoji hearts.
I'm going to be posting a picture of myself on my birthday in my birthday suit. No, I'm not.
Okay, I was going to say, because I haven't bought your birthday suit. Yeah, I'm looking forward to whenever your birthday is and however 16th. It is old you are.
16th.
Okay.
16th.
Good. Yeah. Okay. I've got your present. I got you a really good present.
Well, I already sort of know one of my presents, and it's one of the best presents I've ever had ever.
Yeah.
Okay, we can tell them all about that after the event.
Yeah, exactly, yes. Okay. Or before it, because they could come. There might be tickets available for that particular thing. They could come to it. That'd be quite funny, wouldn't it? We'd have a Making the Cut night out at this particular thing.
Oh, my God.
Because we've got two spare tickets. A giveaway. No. On that bombshell. Have a great night, everybody.
I love you.
Yeah, we love you.